Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glorious speech has made mention of a community, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised their lofty iman, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat-e kareema is asking generally the people who are the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if your iman is like the iman of this group of people, then for sure hidayat is given to you. If you can replicate and work on your iman and it becomes the reflection of this group of people who are also the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed you have got hidayat and indeed you are people who have achieved salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If your iman is like the iman of this group of people who have brought iman upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about is the companions of Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is actually praising their iman. And what is iman? If we look at Suratul Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to the people of iman, what is iman? Allah begins by saying, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. First understand, have the right mindset that in the midst of you, you still have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Madina Munawwara. That is why the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at are of this firm aqeedah and belief that Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam are completely alive in their kubur. So when we go and when we make salam, we say, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of this very important ruling. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned, لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِدْتُمْ. Then Allah further In this ayat kareema he's saying, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most in a human being is not just iman, but iman that is beautiful. Iman that is beautiful. High quality iman in a person. And what is iman? Complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That in every part of your body, this light of iman should be visible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, what is also important for your iman, it can't be that you just say, La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوكَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And in your heart, because of that iman, you have a complete dislike for kufr, for disbelief. Disbelief is detestable inside you. You don't like that. And then wal-fusuq. Fusuq means the one who is in the habit of doing gunah. That if you have iman inside you, you have this natural dislike for kufr, and you also dislike to be a fasiq, an open sinner. Wal-isyan. And also disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And these are the people who are the guided ones. And when we look at Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, my respected brothers, we see that all of these qualities were shining inside them. Ajib. Subhanallah al-Azim. They loved one another. Their iman was extremely strong as far as your trust goes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no one like them. How they would trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have began this session by looking into these ayats of the Quran. And if we today want to see in the world that we live in, whose iman is like the iman of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose iman is like the iman of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, nobody can be at the level. But sometimes when you look at certain individuals, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't know about the brothers here, but for many, many weeks now, when you wake up, the first thing you look at is, Ya Allah, what is happening now in Palestine? What is happening now in Palestine? Waiting that maybe, insha'Allah ta'ala, some good news will come. And it is always good news for the believers anyway. But some of the images and some of the pictures, recordings that are there, and when you look at their faces, when you look at the faces of every Palestinian, a man, an old man, a woman, a child, a boy, a girl, when you look at their faces, it only increases your iman. Would you agree, my respected?
Yes.
Every time you look at them, it only increases your iman. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that there are some things that just by glancing, looking at them, you get reward. You don't have to do nothing. For an example, the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. If you look at the Quran without opening the pages, every second you are getting thawab. Just by looking at the Quran. Even if you open the pages of the Quran, and you are not reading, and you are just looking at the Quran, that is it. You are getting thawab. Khanai Kaaba. If you look at the Kaaba also. Why? Because, subhanallah, it will increase your iman. So even if you look at the Kaaba, you're not doing nothing. You might just even be daydreaming, admiring, subhanallah, how beautiful is the Kaaba. And that is it. Every time you're looking at the Kaaba, there is sawab. Chalo. The well of Zamzam. Zamzam also. Because the water of Zamzam is the water of Jannah. You get reward. The face of your mother and father, Walidain. Looking at the faces of your loved ones, your parents, mother and father, you will get the thawab. And looking also at the faces of the ulama, you will also get thawab. There are so many, mashallah, narrations that you will find in the books of ahadith that talk that when you look at certain individuals, why? Because they are supposed to increase you in your iman. When you look at the Palestinian brothers, in this day and age, you feel very proud to be a Muslim. It makes you proud that Alhamdulillah, I am a Muslim, when you look at the Palestinian brothers and when you look at the Palestinian sisters, mashallah, and the iman they have. That is why, my respected brothers, today in the world you will find, it's very ajeeb, the Muslim community that was not practicing iman and Islam, and they were a bit far away from practicing, by what is happening in Palestine, a lot of them now are getting very close to their deen. Very close. They're taking great pride in their faith. It's visible. And the people who did not have iman, but whose hearts have not been corrupted, Allah has pulled them and they have become Muslims. This is the barakat, my respected brothers and elders. When you see what is happening in Palestine, Allahu Akbar Kabira, for many of us, my respected brothers and elders, when we see, it's very, very difficult. But the level of iman they have, the trust they have upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like what we read in Hikayat-e-Sahaba and what we read about the companions of Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I hope you don't mind, but I want to show you a video footage. And it's, my mobile phone is not a big screen, but inshallah, It might be bigger than quite a few people here. So, because I like to read, I like to have a good screen so you can. And when you look at these individuals, if I was to ask you, my brothers, besides Allah and His Rasul, of course, that is our iman, who do you love the most? Umar, who do you love the most? Don't say the Imam. That would be an easy choice for you. Usko jawab hi dena nahi aata. Who do you love the most, brothers? Parents. Jazakallah, Arif bhai. Parents and children. Every man, never mind human beings, even animals. Animals who Allah has not given akal, that level of intelligence, but they will have love for those that are very closely related, their children, the mother, father, whoever it is. Any animal, you'll see. An insan has this ajeeb love, especially for his child. They say that everyone in this world can be jealous about you. Your brothers can be jealous. Siblings can be jealous. Family members can be jealous. Your neighbors can be jealous about you. But mother and father are never jealous about you. Ye ajeeb, Allah ne karishma rakha. Illa mashallah, you know, hardly you will find. A father will always want to see his son excel. A mother will always want to see the child also to be better. And in fact, if the children are better, then what is the status of the parents? The mother and father will always be happy. Ajeeb. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. That you know, your children are a test for you. Your children are a test for you. A very big test. On one occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the pulpit. And because the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was connected to the masjid, so Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, young, they were just running around. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam looked at them, grandfather, and he was sitting on the pulpit, and he says, ah, come here, come here. And Hazrat Hassan came and Hazrat Hussein came, and he made them sit on the pulpit. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam read this ayat-e kareema, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. That your children and your grandchildren are a test for you. Children are a test. Everyone has this natural love, including Anbiya. Yaqub alayhi salam became blind, crying for Yusuf alayhi salam. In some narrations, that sadma, that gum, that grief. You know, is it easy to lose a child in his own heart? But yet, he never did shikayat. He didn't go out broadcasting to people, this has happened to me, this has happened to me, this is doing. He didn't. And he clearly said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, nothing. But this was his own inner condition in the latter part of his life. Because he didn't know what happened to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. You see, when you know what is happening to your son, it's okay, you know, there's closure to the case. But he did not know. It was very difficult. So for a father to love the child and to have this connection is very, very strong. But when you look at the Palestinian father, he is not like you and I. When you look at the Palestinian mother, that woman is not like my wife, my mother and my sister. Allah has given them a lofty iman. And what they are showing the world, that we can't come out from Gaza, but we will teach you what is iman. We can't come out from Gaza. It's been how many years? What, 16 years? How many years is it? Huh? About 16 years? Yeah. Open air prison. Old prison. And Piers is only talking about the 7th and the 8th of October. He's just stuck there. His finger is just there. Any man who's going to interview, he will interview. Right, but... And the sheer exaggeration, you know, exaggeration, catastrophe, calamity. After the Holocaust, nothing like this has been witnessed. Are bhai, how many weeks has it been now? 7 weeks? Huh? 7 weeks. For 7 weeks, every day, this Holocaust has been witnessed by the Palestinian people. What is it? For 7 weeks every day. And you are talking about one day? Look, don't get me wrong. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we are not people who terrorize anyone. We are not people who believe in killing civilians. Not at all. Islam does not teach us. We are not people who have hatred for any community. But it is the duty of every Muslim to speak the truth. And this is what we should be doing. Even if the Muslims were doing wrong, we should speak out. But khair, this level of iman, my respected brothers, that being in that very small area, and Allah is using them and the people in the West Bank and Muslims in Jerusalem to strengthen their iman, to show them what it means that we are people who love for the pleasure of Allah and who hate for the pleasure of Allah. Look at this father who is holding the daughter in his hands. And this daughter is like a doll, so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Like a doll, beautiful. Musalman to khubsurat hota hai. And look at the father. You will look at his face, observe his face. Can you hold the body of your precious daughter who is cold, passed away, in your hands and have a smile and say that my daughter has gone to Jannah before me? And look at these people, my respected brothers. Look at this daughter. Look at that. This is what the Palestinians have shown the Muslim world. And that is why the non-Muslim community does not understand that who are these people? What connection do they have? That someone who is so precious to them, you know, he's hugging her, kissing her, kissing her in the eyes in another video. And I just want to show you another video clip. I know sometimes it's very emotional and it's very difficult. I find it very difficult myself. But, my respected brothers and elders, sometimes it is important for us to see all this. Sometimes it will increase our iman. It is important for us to view this. That look at these individuals and look at our status. Look who we are. Today we want to follow every culture, every ideology, but the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take pride in the system that is going to take you to Jahannam. Look at these people. And look at this young baby, Allahu Akbar. You know, here the father is holding a baby and taking a selfie and saying that this is my daughter who is a martyr and who is going to Jannah. And he's saying, wa'azimi sultanik, wa'azimi sultanik, Allah, you have taken my daughter. And look at this. Can you see this? Look at the level of iman they have. You will not see them crying. And even if they were to cry, that is only natural. But not because of shikayat, to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 6,000 children. Can you imagine that, my respected brother? Under the rubble, shaheed, martyrs. And this zalim, the Firaun, Netanyahu is saying, we are giving you 4 days. We are giving you 4 days. This arrogant individual and his army, who talks like a Pharaoh and Firaun, who does not understand that today you have become the Pharaoh. And the people who are like you, who have no humanity. You know, it is so shocking today that we talk that this is a free world. Even if you gave an opinion against what this apartheid regime is doing, they have ready-made labels for you, titles for you. Gary Lineker, all he said is that the last 13 minutes is well worth watching of a Jewish man who is a professor in the field of Holocaust and also explaining genocide. And he said that this is a classic example of genocide. And even Mr. Lineker is not spared. They want to somehow twist everything and make him also an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic. They're going after Maulvis and Imams. You know, it is so shocking. I mean, people are so tired. I mean, do you really think that there are people out there who have any kind of hatred for the Jewish community? Ajeeb. Are bhai, why should anybody be hating the Jewish community? From the time of Khaybar, if there has been any community, chronologically speaking, pick up the pieces of history, from the time of Khaybar, Hazrat Umar's time, from the time of Khaybar, until the birth of Israel, if there has been any community that has allowed the Jewish community to live peacefully, it has only been the Muslim community. It was the Europeans that kicked them out from Europe. And it was the Muslims that gave them the hospitality. And you decided to show guns to them. The Nakaba. You made them refugees. Now you want to make the people of Gaza refugees. What hatred do we have for any community? We are not people who hate anybody because of their race. But if there is anything wrong And when a community will terrorize people for no reason, then it is the fundamental duty, not just for a Muslim, but for every good human being who has decency in his heart, to stand up and to speak out. Allahu Akbar. No one is spared. The guy who was giving advice to Obama during his time in power, he is talking with someone, a food vendor. Is it in New York? Was it in New York? A food in New York. And he's saying to him openly, 4,000 children dead is not enough. 4,000 children dead is not enough. Simply because they are Muslim children, my respected brothers. What does this Pharaoh and Fir'aun Netanyahu think he is? What does he think he is? Does he think that he is invincible? Does he think that there is no one above him? Isn't that what Fir'aun said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ? Isn't that what Fir'aun did when they said to him that you saw a dream, and that dream means that there will be a child that will be born, and that child will overthrow you and take away your power and your authority and your reign and your kingdom. And to save his kingdom, he started killing all the children. But only what Allah wills happens. Only what Allah wills happens. You have your firepower, you have your technology, you have your, you know, weapons that are out there. But only what Allah wills happens. You got to understand that. Nothing happens but by the will of Allah. Fir'aun had to invite Musa alayhi salam in his own palace. Allowed his own biological mother to come and feed him. And had also given her a paid salary. Paying the lady who was apparently the mother of Musa alayhi salam. And then she even said, you know what, I'm not comfortable in the palace. If you want me to look after this boy, then this boy has to come to my house. Inna radduhu ilayki. Now we send Musa alayhi salam back to the house. All, everything paid. Netanyahu, you can do what you want. For every Fir'aun, there is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. For every Fir'aun, there is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And so look at the level of Iman, my respected brother. Sometimes it's very difficult, but wallah, you know, when you look at the Iman of these Palestinian people, ajeeb. A father smiling and laughing. A mother saying, you know, give me glad tidings, my children have become martyrs. Allah, give me more children. Allah, give me more children. I can send them to you. Picking up pieces, you know, body parts here and there. Not crying. Himmat. What level of Iman, my respected brothers? It is a lesson for us. We should be doing shukr of what Allah has given us. We should be thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has given us. Our iman is weak compared to the iman of the Palestinian people. This is a process of cleansing, reviving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the iman of the people of Iman very, very strong, very strong. The Palestinians are uniting the ummah. Even though the leaders may have a different opinion, even though the people in those high positions, they may think whatever they want to think, but the masses, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you see, they have that full yaqeen The father is not thinking that, you know what, oh, I've lost my son. The father is thinking, my son, my daughter have now moved to a new residence, and that is Jannah. Ajeeb. This is what they are thinking, my respected brothers and elders. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he became a khalifa, the dua that he was making, ajeeb. He said, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh Allah, I am asking you that I want to be a martyr. I want to be a martyr. But the thing what he said after that, it is ajeeb. He said, I want to be a martyr. Waj'alli mawtan fi baladi rasulik. But I want to die in the city of your Habib. My death must come in the city of your Habib. Now how can a person be a martyr in a city which is the capital for the Muslims? How is it possible? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala knew that nothing is impossible for my Allah. Nothing. And Allah accepted his dua. And these were the chosen people, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days that we alternate amongst you people. Sometimes it is victory that you will see in your lifetime. Sometimes you might see a defeat in your lifetime. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, a Muslim is never a loser. Like today what we are seeing. 50 hostages that should be released by Hamas. How many?
50.
And 150 hostages should be released by Israel. They are not prisoners. They are not prisoners. And not only hostages, 150 that these people have are women and children. Israel is the only country in the world that will prosecute a child in a military court. The only country in the world. Yet when you see these media outlets, GB News and all of these Sky News, and how they spin and how they talk and how they lie. Subhanallah. They don't have no morals, no shame, no haya, no humanity, no concern for any human being, not even a child. If there were dogs dying somewhere, it would be an uproar in the world. If 1,000 dogs died anyway, it would have been an uproar in the world. But Palestinian children, nothing. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah, you are seeing everything. Ya Allah. 150. But what is 150? The games they play today, we will release 150. Tomorrow we will go to the West Bank. In 1 hour we can get another 150. All a joke for them. If a child is looking at them, prison. If somebody is going to throw a stone, imprisonment. Indefinitely inside, no trial. Even for throwing a stone, even for an argument. And if you don't move at will, he can even shoot you and kill you. And there is nobody to say nothing. All a joke. 150. Tomorrow, they can just pick up another 150. Straight. Anyway, get 200, 300, 400, pick anybody up. Just all we need to do is put them in the dungeon. What is shocking, my respected brothers and elders, I'm not sure if you know this. If a Palestinian is in prison and he dies by torture or by whatever the reason, or he's weak and he dies, even the body is not released. And they put the body in a refrigerator until that Palestinian has completed his sentence. The body is not released. The body is not given even to the family members. Say he went in the prison and he died in 10 days. They will keep the body for years. And do whatever they want with the body. Use the body, do whatever they want. But they will not release the body. Psychological torture. And this is what Rishi Sunak, Joe Biden, these leaders are saying. Israel has every right to defend itself. Don't you see? Carpet bombing. Carpet bombing. If you call it a genocide, their hairs stick up and stand. Huh? Why are you calling it a genocide? Genocide is for other people. It is for the Muslims. Ethnic cleansing is for the Muslims. But don't tell us we can do whatever we want. That is why we need to stand up. And we need to speak out. And of course, by respecting the law of this country. But we have this freedom. And we should exercise this freedom that Allah has given us. The wrong what we see is what we have to speak out. The iman, my respected brothers. And alhamdulillah, you have seen. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith. Exert yourselves to jahadu. Exert yourselves by body, and if you can't do it, then by money. But if you can't do it, what we all can do is by your tongue. By your tongue. By your tongue. No imam should be silent, whatever the propaganda, whatever is being said. What we say is what you see. What we say is what is out there in the media open for you. We are not people who have hatred for the Jewish community. We are not people who have hatred for any community. We are against terrorism. We are against the apartheid regime. We are against occupation. And we want freedom for the Palestinian people to live freely in their own territory. And we want to make sure that the refugees can come back. And this is their homeland. This is what people want. This is what most of the people want. But actually, dirty politics, it suits them to have certain group of people and the narrative that they find out that this is what they are saying, and then they say, okay, because of this, this is what they want to do. But in reality, when you look at all of your leaders, what they are saying is that it seems that they want to also wipe out the Palestinians completely. Is that not the case, my respected brothers? So for the Palestinian people, my respected brothers, they have iman upon Allah. And they are in a win-win situation. Allah says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up this situation for you in Palestine. So Allah knows whose iman is at that level. And Allah wants to choose the shuhada. Allah chooses for the people shuhada. When Allah wants to make life easy for someone, Allah gives them shahadat. Allah's Nabi was on the mountain of Uhud. And Uhud started shaking out of love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi said, Uthbut ya Uhud, be calm. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِي, upon you is a Nabi. وَصِدِّيق, and upon you is a Siddiq. Who is Hazrat Abu Bakr? Siddiq. Look, this was their iman. The iman of Hazrat Abu Bakr. See, he was given this title, Siddiq. Why? Now the people of Makkah said, oh, you know what, now we will move Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, you know, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says he went to the heavens, not even to the moon, to the heavens. And he saw Jannah, Jahannam, he saw Masjid Aqsa, all this. Is it possible? And what did he say? If it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the whole world can be wrong, he is never wrong. This is why they call him Siddiq. And then Allah's Nabi said to the mountain, upon you is a Nabi, a Siddiq, and two who will become Shaheed. This great honor. And this is what Hazrat Umar was saying, Allah, I want to become a Shaheed, but I want to die in Medina Munawwara. Allah facilitates for him his dua. Someone attacks him, and he becomes a martyr. And then he says to his son, ask Amma Aisha, if she gives me permission, I want to sleep in that chamber that is made of the soil of Jannatul Firdaus. Hazrat Aisha says, I was reserving that one space for myself, but who is more honorable than Umar ibn al-Khattab? And what a qurbani she gave. Can you imagine? When you talk about charity, when you talk about charity, a man can give all his wealth, but can anyone beat the charity of my mother? The charity of my mother. She gave her own space. She was prepared to rest in Jannatul Baqi. And gave Umar ibn al-Khattab a space near the shoulders of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one shaheed. This status of shuhada. And then he said to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an Uthman, a group of people will come and they will want to remove from you your kurta, your kameez. Don't take it out. Don't leave the khilafat. This is the meaning of the hadith. And they came. And they came. And they fought with Hazrat Usman in Medina Munawwara. That you go somewhere out from Medina Munawwara. He said no. And he was made shaheed in his own room reciting the Quran. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. This is the maqam and this is the status, my respected brothers, of that person who is a martyr. So for the people of Gaza and the people in the West Bank, my respected brothers, no matter what Netanyahu is going to be doing, you can't do nothing but that what Allah wills. And a believer who has the kalima, for him he is never a loser. Do whatever you want. And it comes in the hadith. The virtue of a shaheed, my respected brothers. It comes in the hadith. Before one drop of blood that falls on the ground, Allah has done his maghfirat. Before a drop of blood that touches the ground, his complete maghfirat is done. And before they bury him, his place in Jannah is shown to him. The people of Palestine, Ya Allah. And then number three, a shaheed is 100% completely protected from Adab-e-Qabr. Number four, a beautiful crown that is made from the stones of Jannah, precious stones of Jannah, will be put on his head. And a special nikah ceremony of the shuhada in Jannah. And then 70 members of his family he will take with him into Jannah. Can you imagine that? 70 members. Each shaheed will take 70 members in Jannah. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, now what is happening, it should increase our iman. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be charged and our iman should be boosted, alhamdulillah. And we should not stop. Whatever is happening in Palestine, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the complete freedom which they deserve as a community. For decades, the difficulty, and every community has been ignoring them. Everyone that comes to power after a while will forget them. Will forget them. What is happening? And I want to end with this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is in Tabarani Sharif. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rabbuka wa ta'ala wa izzati wa jalali. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, by my honor and by my majesty, by my honor and by my majesty, la antaqimanna min al-zalimi. A zalim, an oppressor, he should not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish him. It is the decree of Allah that Allah will punish him. But Allah says, fi ajilihi wa ajilihi. But it is in my knowledge and in my wisdom. When to punish him, I know. What is Allah saying? I can do it immediately, or I can defer and delay and do it because I am Hakim. I know when is the best time to punish this zalim. But this zalim must know. Netanyahu must know that Allah is Akbar, is watching what you are doing. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thereafter Allah is saying, وَلَا أَنْتَقِمَنَّ مِمَّنْ رَآ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدَرَ أَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ فَلَمْ يَفْعَلْ. And Allah is saying, I will take, subhanallah, and punish the oppressor. For sure I will punish him. And I will also punish that person who had the full power or power in his capacity to assist the mazlumeen, the people who are oppressed. Falam yaf'al, but he was a bystander and he did not want to be part of this and he remained silent and he wanted to save his own skin and he was worried about Vision 2030 and he was wanting to say that, let me ignore it. What do I want all this trouble for? You had all the power, but you didn't. Allah is saying, these are the two people, two types of people that I will not leave. The person who did not assist, because one of the fundamental duties of this ummah is to follow the path of the Ansari companions. What are they? And why were they called Ansar? Who are the Ansar? What is the literal translation of Ansar? Ji? Ikhtilaf. There's ikhtilaf, difference of opinion here. Helpers by, what are they? Should be no dispute here. Helpers. One is the Muhajir. And the Quran has labeled them as Ansar. And Allah is telling us that if you want your Iman to the highest level, then you have to be the Ansar, because they are the Sahaba. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, my respected brothers, death is going to come any time. I was, you know, our neighbor today, he came and picked me up. And I said to him, you just came yesterday to pick me up for Jummah. You know, days are going so fast. It was like as if yesterday you came and you picked me up for Jummah. And we will be questioned. And for sure, this, what is happening in Palestine, you and I will pass away. This will be in history. Like how we are talking about Salahuddin, and we are talking about some of the events that had happened in the past. People will be talking about this event, this incident in 2023, and what happened to them, and what happened to this community, to the Palestinian people. And we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, what power did you have in your own capacity? What did you do? Are we going to say, we could not even buy one flag and hang it on the wall and display it on our window? We couldn't do that, Ya Allah. Are we going to say that? Allahu Akbar. What did we do, my respected brothers? We have to do dua. We have to change, you know, our lifestyle. We have to become better individuals. We should not follow any other ideology, any other way. We should be following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, getting close to our deen. And on top of that, making sure that whatever power Allah has given us, that we are there to assist this oppressed community, the people of Palestine. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma aslih ahwal al-Muslimin fi Filistin, wa fi Gaza, wa fi kulli makan. Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, this should be a means to increase our iman. Talk to our children. Talk to our children. Alhamdulillah, I have my grandson, and he comes to see me, he says, Nana, occupation no more, occupation no more, occupation no more. And you know, when you see a child saying that to you, how happy you feel? Do you understand how happy you feel, my brother? I'm sure you do too. Free, free Palestine, occupation no more. Abhi, itna chota hai, lekin vocabulary bari zabardast hai. Ah, zabardast. Occupation no more. Look at that, occupation no more. We should be teaching our children who are the Palestinian people. And we should be telling the world and the people around us the zulm of Netanyahu and his regime, and this Israeli apartheid regime, and the governments that are complicit, including this government. Don't forget the Tories, don't forget the Labour Party, don't forget when it comes to election, don't forget the MPs, don't forget, O Ummah, don't let them divide you. Make sure you are united. And make sure with a united front, alhamdulillah, you take this message forward. That alhamdulillah, everyone has opened up their eyes. We are now not sleeping, we are now awake. We are now awake. Allah give us the tawfiq. The Muslim community is a peaceful community, alhamdulillah. And don't label us with extremism. Don't label us with terrorism. Don't label us to be anti-Semitic. Don't label us to be people who are with different groups. I tell you who we are with. We are with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do whatever you want to do. We are with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Do whatever you want to do. We are with Musa alayhi salam, Moses, and do whatever you want to do. And we are with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do whatever you want to do. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.